Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, renovation of Greenwich Town Fishing Village on the horizon. Growth continues in agriculture sector, and our Jamaican saying of the day comes up later. Good morning and thanks for your company. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Do you have a climate-saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launch at GreenTech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says government is giving consideration to renovating the Greenwich Town Fishing Village along Marcus Garvey Drive, Kingston.
And I'm going to use all the power available to me as minister to correct what I see here.
Minister Samuda gave that commitment while addressing the opening ceremony for a wellness fair in the community recently. The minister says the works would include the installation of adequate cubicles to ensure a clean and healthy environment for vendors and their customers. He points out that vendors at the Greenwich Town Fishing Village, like others island-wide, contribute significantly to economic growth.
Fisheries is a growth sector. So when we speak of economic growth, we speak about fisheries. I regard the fishing industry as one of the critical industries that will drive growth and improve our economy.
Meanwhile, Mr. Samuda lauded the organizers of the wellness fair and urged the residents to take steps to safeguard their health, well-being, and the environment. The agriculture, forestry, and fishing sector grew by 7% for the April to June quarter. This was largely due to favorable weather conditions for the period, contributing to a 13.5% increase in domestic crops and a 6.7% spike in animal farming. The results were announced by Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, at a recent press briefing.
Growth in animal farming was pushed by broiler meat production, up 7.2%, and egg production up 22.1%.
The increase in domestic crops reflected growth in 6 of the 9 crop groups, led by legumes up 36.6%, fruits up 3.6%, vegetables up 21.2%, and condiments up 16%. Traditional export crops, however, declined by 7.7%. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ano ebri mango gat magij? Translation, not every mango has maggots or worms. And this means everyone is not the same.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is committed to ensuring that every Jamaican child has the best learning environment to thrive and needs your cooperation to make the education system work successfully.
What are the school's voluntary contributions for?
Co-curricular and sports activities and school development.
What amount are parents to contribute?
Your contributions are voluntary and the amount depends on the type of programs being offered by the school.
If my child is being denied access to school, can I complain to the ministry?
Yes. You can call or visit any of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's 6 regional offices or send an email to complaints@moey.gov.jm.
What support is there for PATH students?
PATH students are not expected to make contributions and are to be provided with 5 days free lunch as of this year.
Parents and guardians, do continue to make your voluntary financial contributions to your children's school. The institutions need your assistance for their school development and sporting activities. Remember, the government takes care of all core educational needs. Every child can learn. Every child must learn.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Andre Palma, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.